It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Going on parade. That's what I'm doing.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
The Avalanche bounced back, as I knew they would.
And
as
Mark
said they wouldn't. As they beat Winnipeg 5-2. And the story here, the bounce back of Alexander Georgiev, who got the start, gave up only two goals, and was the better goaltender on the ice last night. Jared Bednar giving Georgiev his flowers.
Thought he was outstanding, and he deserves all the credit. Because our team was better, but it wasn't that much better. But he was much better, and he gave us a chance to win, and we did win.
So, like, what has Bednar's constant message been down the stretch? We need to be better defensively. Mm-hmm. We need to be tighter defensively. But even acknowledging that, we still need our goalie to make some big saves.
Right.
Well, last night was exactly what he's been talking about. We still aren't as tight defensively, at least in the first half of the game. They were really tight the second half of the game. But as he said, the first half of the game, we were a little loose. We weren't as sharp defensively as we needed to be. And in this case, our goalie backed us up.
It's about time.
It is about time.
Because he's been awful.
But it's also what I've been saying, that you, for everybody who wants to put this all on Georgiev, you've been excusing and making excuses and overlooking the poor play of Avalanche defensemen in front of him.
I don't agree with that. This was another
acknowledgement of that.
I don't think that I think that you recognize that they need to be tighter on defense, but you also recognize, like Bednar said, that he needs to stop some pucks.
If you have people coming out, as many people did, our very own scrappy Will Peterson, that saying that Alexander Georgiev should never play another game for the Avalanche. If you're saying that,
well, no,
you're not really putting much of the onus on the other guys.
I get that. But I think it's fair to say that we talked about the defense on this show needing to be tighter. But the bottom line is Georgiev has not played, and he hasn't played well all season long. So, you know what? The jury's still out on Georgiev. He's still, like, this game does not mean if he goes and craps in his helmet in the next game that I wouldn't pull him for, you know, Eustace. If he's struggling, if he's not seeing the puck, shaky.
I can tell you've been humbled this morning. You're calling him Eustace instead of Justice.
No, he's going to dispense justice when he gets his opportunity.
Meanwhile, Georgiev himself, feeling a lot better about his performance.
Yeah, a little different routine. A little less shots in the morning skate. Tried to save the energy and save the focus for the evening, I would say, and just get into the positive mindset. Like I said, the guys helped me out so much in that. Just a lot of support overall in the room for everybody.
Did you see there a couple times where the camera panned up close on him during, like, before the face-off, and he's got his head down, and he's staring at the ice, and he's clearly talking to himself.
Right.
His lips are moving, and what do you think he was saying?
Oh, must see the puck. Got to see puck. What are you doing? You took less shots. Yeah, I like that. Change his routine. Sometimes you just got to change your routine, Mike. I think, again, myself and the texters who said, hey, I don't trust this guy at all, we're proven right.
Next on the Morning Brew, Peyton Manning yesterday on with his good pal Brandon Stokely and Josh Dover, some other guy. PFM thinks the Zach Wilson trade will be good for Wilson.
I think it's a great chapter two for Zach. He will get coached hard here by Sean Payton and their staff, which is important for young quarterbacks to be coached hard. He's obviously very talented. He wouldn't have been drafted as high as he would. And actually, I've never met Zach, but I got his number yesterday from the Broncos and reached out to him and, you know, welcomed him to Denver and was excited for this new chapter. He sounds excited to be here. So hopefully it'll be a good fit.
Well, Peyton Manning, Bronco ambassador.
Yeah.
He's like, he wears many hats. He has many jobs. But one thing that he is kind of taken upon himself to be the Broncos ambassador out there. Welcome. Welcome, Zach.
What do you suppose that welcome text sounded like?
I don't know. You've received your fair share of texts. And
dude, like
answering phone calls from Peyton. What do you think it was like?
Sometimes he leaves a lot of voice, like voice to text things that they disappear after you listen to them, you know? But that I guarantee if he left a voice to text, Zach didn't get through the whole thing.
Some point it just
got 17 off. Minute. No, it's a 17
voice
minute
box
voice
is,
to text.
Is full.
You're just like, Lord have mercy, with this guy, shut up. How much more do I have to listen to this guy?
At first, you're like, hey, it's Peyton Manning.
It's
all
Peyton
right.
Manning.
And listening, and then you're like.
Then we got on horses, and we went up Rocky Top. And Rocky Top was like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not what I asked you. I don't need the whole.
Next on
cool for Peyton, but it's cool that Peyton does
great.
That.
It's great.
It's awesome.
Next on the Morning Brew, more Bronco news. They have picked up the fifth-year option on Patrick Surtain. That's a no-brainer, but in the meantime, it buys them time to work out a new deal. I would suspect, wouldn't you, that probably right before training camp begins, we'll hear about a new deal for Patrick Surtain.
What year is this for Patrick? He's going into
his fourth.
This is his fourth year?
Yep.
Really, already?
Time flies.
He got drafted in that 2021 class, right? Because we took Surtain over
Fields and Squishy Mac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would imagine they'll have a new deal worked up at some point before the kickoff of the season. Love Squishy.
I'm really happy about the Zach Wilson trade because that was always part of my offseason plan at quarterback was to trade for a rehab quarterback.
Right.
My number one choice was Squishy Mac.
You like Squishy? Where did Squishy end up?
Jacksonville.
That's right.
He's rehabbing in Jacksonville. Zach Wilson rehabbing here.
With the
Justin Fields rehabbing in Pittsburgh behind his mentor, Russell Wilson.
There's two completely different body types of play quarterback.
No reaction to the Russell Wilson as a mentor?
What was that? I didn't even hear
Justin Fields getting mentored by Russell Wilson?
I'm telling you what. Just mentoring his little fanny off, that's for sure.
All right.
In between batting practice.
All right, there you go. All right, yeah. I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah,
okay,
in between batting practice.
Kind of lukewarm right
workout
there.
Workout videos and scrambling for first pitch strikes.
Yeah, it started out as kind of, I was like, wow, is this going to qualify as a Russell Wilson smear?
Yeah.
Extend the smear campaign?
No.
But picked up steam.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
All right, there
we
you go.
A little bit.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning until at 6:30.